Jay Delsing spent 25 years on the PGA Tour and is a lifetime member of the PGA Tour and PGA of America. Now he provides his unique perspective as a golfer and network broadcaster. It's time to go on the range with Jay Delsing.
On the Range is brought to you by the Gateway Section of the PGA.
Hey, welcome back to the Golf with Jay Delsing Show. I'm your host, Jay. I got Pearly with me. Brad Barnes is taking care of us here in the ESPN studios. And we are going to the On the Range portion of the show. We formatted a show like a round of golf. And Pearl, give us a quick, real brief, because I know you like to get long-winded. I know how passionate you are about this. Just give us a little brief update on our social media.
It's better than ever.
That's all we need to know. All right. Thanks for that, Pearl. Way to be prepared. We want to thank Bob and Kathy Donahue at Donahue Painting and Refinishing, 314-805-2132. Whether you need help inside your home or outside your home, painting, refinishing, these guys do fantastic work. Check them out on the web. Give them a call. They do great work, but they're better people. And Bob and Kathy, we thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, so John, we said this last week. We had an hour. I got to sit down and have an hour with David Faraday. We got the last 30 minutes of that interview today, and I just can't wait to share it with the folks. It's really fun.
Well, we had a great reception and well-received from your last talk with them. I think the guy is always fun. I don't get worn out. I'm bummed out that his show isn't on anymore. I can tell you that much. I just think he brings a fresh angle virtually every time that you talk to him.
Yeah, it's a fresh angle, and it's almost, I dare somebody to try to predict what he's going to say, right? I mean, it is usually, to say it's from left field doesn't do it justice. It is just very unique, and it's fun.
Yeah, you're right. Coming from left field, call, yeah, those don't do it justice on some of the one-liners he has. It's a lot of fun. It's just neat too that what he's done in his life, and there, hopefully there's a whole lot more that we're going to get to have a window into going forward. And the guy's talked to you, I know, Jay, several times about he likes to be busy. He likes to have a lot of projects going on. So I don't know. I hope you can figure out more ways to keep him involved in and around golf with Jay Delsing. And I know you guys do projects on the side together as well, fundraisers and things like that. I don't think you can spend too much time with or around a guy like that and ever get and not benefit from it.
Yeah, and you know, we he asked me to go down to he does something with George Strait in it's either October or November. Of course, he didn't know the date, so we're gonna get that hammered out. And oh God, you know what he does for Troops First, all those things. We'll talk about that on the back end. But Pearl, so I had a thought, which is, you know, fairly unusual for me, but I had a thought, and I wanted to...
Hey, mate, get ready in case you have to push the mute button on this thought, but go ahead, Jay.
All right, so I read a blurb that Steve Stricker's been talking to Tiger, and all points are go for Tiger to be vice captain for the Ryder Cup. That's going to be 2 weeks after the Ascension Charity Classic. So that's going to be the end of September up in Wisconsin, Steve Stricker's home state, right? I just want to know what you think. If that is the first time Tiger's seen publicly on a golf course, what in the hell will those opening ceremonies look like?
Well, it'll be spectacular. And I'm glad you mentioned opening ceremonies. Back in the day, several Ryder Cups ago, for sure. My wife and I worked them for NBC, as I've mentioned before. And, Jay, I'll tell you what, I'm not an opening-closing ceremony kind of guy. It's not something I'm going to pay attention to. At the Ryder Cup, they were fantastic. The one in Spain was absolutely spectacular. Brookline was absolutely spectacular. You got people fired up. They were classy. It was first-rate type of stuff. And I don't know. I got a question for you. Yeah, it's exciting. Is that a distraction to the team, or who the heck cares? And it's so motivating to the team that we shouldn't even care. Because he'll be the talk of the whole thing.
But I think they'll just be more fired up for the red, white, and blue. And I mean, once the puck drops up there, you know, it's not going to be about Tiger. I think it's just going to. I think these. You have caddied for me at the Milwaukee Open when it was on the event on the PGA Tour. These golf fans are just terrific up there. They're dying. You know, now Strick's got a Champions event up in Madison, and gosh, he's got a great. I think he's with State Farm. I think is the sponsor up there. I think, but that's a great sponsor. I think they're located there. But those golf fans were dying for some sort of professional golf pro when they got rid of the PGA Tour event there. And I think they'll just be in a frenzy. And I think they'll be even more hot to trot for the red, white, and blue.
Well, I agree. I mean, the energy is going to be there anyway. That facility, whoever hasn't seen it, it is definitely a bucket list place. Wouldn't you say, Jay? The whole
Gosh,
Whistling Straits, the whole thing up there is just absolutely phenomenal. I remember when you and I played. How many times I looked around and said, "Where am I? Am I in Europe? Am I in Australia? Wisconsin? I mean, and I love Wisconsin. I'm a huge Wisconsin fan because it's tied to my fishing trips and stuff, but." It is such a beautiful, beautiful place, and man, they got to golf their ball around there. You got to golf your ball.
Remember, I'll never forget. You and I went up there and played while we were up at the Milwaukee Open, and we're going down the first, and we both hit our second shots in there. We putt out. We walk over the kind of bluff that frames the first green in there. It's almost like a little amphitheater, and we go over there, and all of a sudden you see Lake Michigan, and you're like, what? And the water is just beautiful, and I mean, it is just some stunning views up there.
It sure is. I think it's going to be a great place for that, for the format of the Ryder Cup. It could be epic. We get a little bit of wind going on, and it could be one of the all-time great ones. Again, I don't think we're at a place necessarily that benefits the American team.
That's we're not.
Another subject for another time.
It is.
It makes me crazy sometimes. But relative to just beautiful place and where we're going to see spectacular things, that's it.
And we couldn't have a better captain. You know, we've had Strick on the show. We're going to have him on the show again before he's agreed to come on before as we get closer to the Ryder Cup. But we couldn't have a better guy at the helm up there. He's so level-headed. He's so grounded. He's got those great Midwestern roots. It's going to be fun to see what happens. Obviously, you know, you got to get your team's got to execute. And typically, Pearl, I will say this, and maybe you'll disagree with me, but in my take at the Ryder Cup, it seems to come down to the team that putts the best wins. The team that holds the most putts wins.
There's no question, Jay. There's absolutely no question. The times I've been able to kind of be there and get that and sense that. And I'll tell you what, that's also the momentum piece. You know, we talked earlier about last show about some confidence and things like that. The confidence comes when you're making putts. You know you're going to be in the game when you're making putts. And when you're not making putts, it doesn't really matter how good you hit it.
No, it's so true, isn't it? It's so true. Well, that's going to wrap up the On the Range segment. I'm going to give a quick tip of the cap. The tip of the cap segment is brought to you by the Dean Team of Kirkwood. Colin over there is a great guy, good buddy. Call him at 314-966-0303. And the tip of the cap goes to the PGA of America and the European side for getting this Ryder Cup together. The pandemic has been, there's been so many challenges with this thing, but to not have this thing, to completely skip it, would have been so wrong. And I'm just delighted that they do it. I can't wait for the quality of golf. I can't wait for the compete. I can't wait for that competition to watch those guys compete. I can't wait for it. It's just going to be great. So that's the tip of the cap segment. Thank you again, Dean Team of Kirkwood. Colin specifically, 314-966-0303. All right, that's going to wrap up the On the Range segment. Come back, we'll give you another part of the David Faraday interview. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hello, friends. This is Jim Nance, and you are listening to Golf with my friend Jay Delsing.
Did you know that the Gateway section of the PGA is comprised of over 335 members and over 200 facilities? I didn't either. Every time you drive up to your local country club, public facility, or driving range, there's an excellent chance that it is run and operated by one of the many members of our section. Since the time I was first introduced to the game, a PGA of America professional was there giving lessons, running the golf shop, and growing the game. The many men and women of a Gateway PGA section spend countless hours behind the scenes doing hundreds of little things to make our golf experience enjoyable. PGA Reach, Drive, Chip, and Putt, PGA Junior League, Rankin Jordan Golf Program. Those are just a couple of the many programs run and supported by our section. To learn more or to find out how you can get involved, go to gatewaypga.org, the Gateway PGA, growing the game we love.
Are you looking for a great career? Do you like meeting nice people, working with your hands, and fixing things inside the home? Marcone Appliance Parts Company would like to encourage you to consider a high-paying career in major appliances repair and service. Major appliance service technicians are in very high demand. Major appliance techs work regular hours and make excellent money. They work local, in their own communities, and are home every night. It is an incredibly stable industry and highly rewarding work. Discover more about your new career in major appliance services today by contacting a local appliance service company in your hometown. In Southern Illinois, contact Jeff Klein at Mount Vernon TV and Appliance Center. The phone number is 618-242-1579. Marcone Appliance Parts Company is based in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the largest distributor of major appliance parts in North America and proud distributor of General Electric Parts.
I am delighted to welcome Marie Davila to the Golf with Jay Delsing show. I'm sure you know where it is, but in case you don't, Marie Davila is a landmark out in West St. Louis County. It's located on the corner of Clayton and Wideman Roads. It's also on 21 beautiful rolling acres right on the way out to Queenie Park. It's a country club-like atmosphere. It's iconic, and it's absolutely gorgeous. When my dad died and my mom decided she didn't want to live alone, Marie Davila was the first place we called. When we pulled up, we were greeted at the front door by the owner, and he took us around on a tour of the facility. We learned that there are 1, 2, and 3-bedroom villas that you can live in, and there's also 24-hour care in the East, West, and the Waterford buildings. So Marie Davila had everything that my mom wanted. One of the things that stood out in my mind as well was the way the family-owned business treats their guests. That's right. They refer to them as guests, but they treat them like family. So if you're in the process of trying to make a tough decision for this next part of life, you got to visit Marie Davila. This is local. This is family. And this is St. Louis. This is Marie Davila. Come be our guest.
When things come out of left field, having a game plan matters. Farmers Insurance has over 90 years of experience helping people play through every stage of the game. We've seen almost everything, so we know how to cover almost anything. Talk to Farmers agent Ed Fogelbach at 314-398-0101 to see how they can help you stay in the game. That's Ed Fogelbach at 314-398-0101.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
After my knee replacement, I was able to swing the golf club again without any pain. SSM Health Physical Therapy guided me through the rehab process. When I was ready, one of their specially trained KVS-certified physical therapists put me on the 3D motion capture system. It was awesome. They evaluated my posture, alignment, and the efficiency of my swing. They gave me golf-specific exercises to help my swing become more efficient and repeatable. Call them at 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at ssmphysicaltherapy.com. Tell them Jay sent you for special pricing. Your therapy, our passion.
Grab your clubs. We're headed to the front nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The front nine is brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic.
Hey, welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. Perley's with me, and we are headed to the front nine that's brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic, September 6th through 12th, this inaugural year. Oh, man, it's going to be spectacular. Pearl, I cannot wait. As you know, I can't wait. The weather's going to start getting good. I'm going to start hitting the driving range and working on my short game and busting a little ass, and I can't wait for this thing.
How could you? You got to be all pumped up, and let's go play and get it done.
Yeah, I can't wait. Well, all right. So we're going to go to the first half. Well, it's actually kind of the third part of a four-part series. We got David Faraday. I'll just give you another brief history of the great things he's done. 10 years his show ran on NBC Golf Channel. He's been a network golf analyst for over 20 years, European Ryder Cup player, five-time winner in the European Tour, and just a really funny guy. Enjoy the David Faraday interview.
Well, there are characters, and there are characters, and Mr. Faraday is, I guess, akin to Simon Hobday. You never know what he's going to say and when he's going to do it.
David Faraday is brought to you by Golden Tee.
I think about Hideki winning the Masters last year, and it certainly wasn't nearly as exciting for me. You know, the back nine left a little to be desired from an excitement standpoint. But what do you think, bud? You know the world and golf as well as I do, if not much better. This is a big deal for the golf world over in the East.
In Japan?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that win is probably worth $100 million to that young man. It's golf is so huge, and they revere their athletes in Japan in a way that we don't really understand here in the United States. You know, so that's an extraordinary moment for him, for Asian golf.
Yeah, for Asian golf, it's going to definitely spur kids. I mean, there are kids out practicing right now because of that hadn't ever thought about picking up a club.
No, yeah, yeah.
But what? This is something that comes to my mind all the time. I love playing this game, even though it's really dumb, but it probably says a lot about me. If what Tiger and what happened around Thanksgiving in 2009 doesn't happen, let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, the record books on the PGA Tour are going to be absolutely blown to pieces.
Yeah, I never thought about, you know, if it happened, you know. God knows what he might have done. You know, the records that he holds, I mean, he's got all of them, really. You know, the one that escapes him, obviously, is the majors. But, you know, leaving that aside, he made something like 143 cuts in a row. That's impossible.
It is impossible.
It's impossible. You know, that'll never be seen again. I doubt if anyone will come close to that again. Not in my life, not in my children's lifetime, their children's lifetime. 142 cuts in a row is the most extraordinary stat, and I'm not a big stat guy. I think I've gone with one statistic in my TV career, and it was that Nick Price smoked only one cigarette in the last round of the Colonial, the last time that he won it.
That's impossible.
That was significant for some reason.
That's impossible, and I love Pricey. He is one of the truest, one of the best guys you'll ever run into.
And maybe the most underrated or a player of less credit than he deserves. You know, he was number one in the world and number one in popularity among players as well, which is just about impossible. You know, you get every now and then you get someone who gets close, like an Ernie Els, another amazing guy. They seem to be from that part of the world as well.
Yeah, you know what, David, when I think about what Jack Nicklaus did, you know, staying married, first of all, how the hell you do that, even if you're not playing golf? But I can't speak to that. And playing so well, and five kids. And I mean, Barbara Nicklaus sent me a christening gift for the birth of each one of my four daughters. And I'm like, what? I mean, the quality of human being that these guys I'm just amazed at what he did and what they did as a team.
Oh, yes. I mean, there's no question that Barbara is the first lady of golf. There's no question about it. She's, I get the same, you know, I get text messages and we get, you know, Aaron, my daughter just graduated from OU. And, you know, Barbara is, she's got her finger on so many pulses and so many pulses of the young players that come to approach Jack down at the Bears Club there. You know, Ricky Fowler and, you know, Justin Thomas. And, you know, Barbara knows them all. And she's like a mom, like a tour mom almost, even at this stage.
You know, we said something earlier when we talked about how important moms are to getting kids to play golf. You know, like if the dad goes and plays golf, well, maybe a son or daughter will play. If the mom decides that she's going to be involved in the game, then the whole family's going there and they're eating at the club or eating. It's a huge deal. Barbara Nicklaus had such, what a backbone she is for that whole clan.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, when my mom took up golf, my father wanted to quit. Yeah. You know, I mean, because, you know, she could follow him and see that he wasn't actually playing golf. He was going to the bar, which is how I started playing golf. He went to the bar with the dog, and we were out playing golf as far as my mom was concerned.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, you know, that lie has been uncovered by thousands of women when they realize that the round of golf doesn't take 7 hours every time everybody goes out to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, David, what's next for you? I've got a couple other golf things to talk about, but I'm much more interested in some of the other projects that you have going on. I know you do something with George Strait every year, raising money. I know you've talked a little bit about stand-up. What's next for David Faraday?
Well, the stand-up show is I'm writing a new show. I've taken this time off, you know, to do that. But obviously, we can't put people in theaters, you know, so that's kind of on hold. We've got a couple of show ideas that are in development at the minute. One might take off. I'm not sure. And you know, really, it's just live golf. The Senior PGA Championship, I think, is next week, is it, or the week after? And then the U.S. Open. I'm actually the only broadcaster to have broadcasted all four majors on network television, which is, I don't know what that says about the broadcast industry, to be honest with you.
I don't know what that says about anything.
Yes.
What the hell? I don't know.
But I'm really looking forward to the U.S. Open. I haven't had the chance to do it very often. And then, of course, the Open. That's at Royal St. George's. I'll get back, and hopefully I'll get to see my mom. My wee mom has just had her hip replaced there, 91 years old, and I haven't seen her in a couple of years. So I'm looking forward to that. Then the Olympics. You know, hopefully those will go off without a hitch. You know, it's a really cool thing to be involved with, you know, the Olympics. I've done two now, down in Rio. I did the summer games down there, and then the winter games in Seoul. And looking forward to going to Tokyo, especially with all the interest around Hideki.
I know. Could you imagine if Hideki comes out with a green jacket on and could light the Olympic flame in the opening ceremonies? That country will absolutely explode.
Yeah. 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 Is he going to do that?
I don't know, but I'm over here. Nobody's listening to me, but I think it's a great idea. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he's going to be somewhat involved in that. I mean, who's, like you said?
I would hope so.
Yeah, and we can't appreciate it over here, but who the hell's more popular in that country right now? And that's going to last for 10 years.
Yeah. No, it'll be a really cool ceremony, that's for sure.
Have you got any opinion on, and I know you do, what do you think about this, the Lasers? And the PGA Championship at Kiawa is going to be the first, you know, go around with professional golf's been able to use these rangefinders. Do you think that's going to make any difference in their speed of play or any difference whatsoever?
I doubt if it'll make much of a difference, to be honest with you. The difference might be when a caddy accidentally catches the sunglasses behind the flagstick, you know, of some elderly lady who's minding her own business and gives a 30-yard mystery, you know. That might be, if it were me, I would still have my caddy pace it off, you know, and then use it as a cross-reference. So I don't think it'll help the pace of play. I think you're going to find players, you know, just using it as a double check.
Yeah, I do too. And I why do you think the USGA, the RNA, why are we so stuck in so many areas. Why do we not innovate a little more? Why do we not try things?
Well, I think they've been making an effort over the last few years, you know, the rules changes and that sort of thing. But the obvious one is the golf ball. I mean, Nicklaus said, 30, 40 years ago?
Yeah, you know, I think this might be going a little too quick.
And apparently he was not an expert at the time. He was dead right. And, you know, they should have slowed it down. What I think they should do now is just simply make the ball a little bigger. And, you know, I grew up with a 1.62 in Britain and Ireland. You know, the standard diameter of the ball was 1.62 inches. And then we moved to 1.68, which was the American standard. It became worldwide. Why not go to 1.72? And, you know, it won't go as far. It'll make our golf courses a little more relevant, especially our old ones. It'll spin a little more, so it's harder to hit straight. But it sits up better around the greens for amateurs. And, you know, I mean, it's an all-round good idea that would take care of a whole rash of problems. You know, there's a lot of, you know, complaining about, well, the game's too easy for these guys. They hit it too far and all this. But, I mean, these guys are not the relevant golf population. Listeners are, you know, people that still have great difficulty getting the ball into the hole. It's a really hard game. And anything equipment manufacturers can do to make it easier for women and children and ordinary folks, you know, I think that's a good thing. I really do. But I don't think it's necessary that professional players should have access to everything. You know, maybe we should have a different size ball for the pros to play with, you know, to keep that scoring under control a little bit. You know, when Byron Nelson was asked years ago, I asked him in an interview at the Byron Nelson, I said, well, what's the biggest, you know, biggest improvement in golf technology in your lifetime? And he looked at me, he didn't even think for an instant. He said, the lawnmower. I said, what? He said, the lawnmower. He said, you look at old footage of the Masters, say, go back to, think of 1975, and Nicklaus hold that putt up the 16th green, and old Henry Longhurst said, oh, did you ever see one like that? Well, I mean, if Nicklaus had hit one this year, you know, on that from the same point on that green, he would have knocked it onto the 17th tee. The greens were about 6 or 7 on the stint meter. Now they're, you know, I mean, they're tournament speed is what the tournament committee down there calls them. But I tested them once. I sat behind the 15th green for 19 years up in that tower. And I watched them roll that ball down the stint meter. And by my calculations, using triangulation and basic math, that sort of thing, they were as fast as 16 and a half. And when you get greens with that kind of slope in them, you know, I mean, it's amazing the progress they've made with the lawnmower, and the science and greenskeeping is just, it's extraordinary.
It's really true if you think about it, but when we first got our tour cards, you'd go to half the courses we played were in terrible shape. You know, nobody cared that
much.
Yeah,
they were.
They really didn't care that much.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I mean, they play in perfect conditions now. I mean, it's so unusual to see a golf course, you know, that isn't in perfect shape. These superintendents, they're magicians these days.
All right, that's going to wrap up the front nine, but don't go anywhere. We'll have the finale of David Faraday on the back nine. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. If you have a car and you're struggling to get some protection for that car, let me recommend Vehicle Assurance. 1-866-341-9255 is their number. They have been in business for over 10 years and have a 30-day money-back guarantee, which is one of the reasons why they have over 1 million satisfied customers. They are known for their painless claims process and their premium vehicle protection. So whatever that car looks like, they can help you. You can find them at vehicleassurance.com or call them again at 866-341-9255 for a free quote. Get the protection and the peace of mind you deserve.
Don't miss the hottest rookie class in PGA Tour Champions history. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club September 6th through the 12th. Join legends Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, and Hale Irwin to celebrate the PGA Tour Champions' newest event. Professional golf returning to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, pro-am foursomes on sale now. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com.
I am with my buddy Joe Schieser from USA Mortgage.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Doing great, Joe. Thanks so much for the support of the show.
I really appreciate the opportunity. Congratulations. This is your third year, and we're really proud to be a sponsor all 3 years since the very beginning. It's a great show, and we look forward to it every Sunday morning.
Well, thanks a bunch. Tell us just a little bit about USA Mortgage and what you can do for people.
Well, USA Mortgage is a ESOP. It's an employee-owned company, so over 1,000 families here in St. Louis work for the company. So if you want an opportunity to patronize a local company, please call USA Mortgage 314-628-2015, and I'll be more than happy to sit down with you, go over your options, discuss all the different programs that are available, and give you an opportunity to support a local company.
That's awesome, Joe. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Jay. Thank you.
This is the Gateway PGA Spotlight. I am visiting with the executive director of the Gateway PGA, Allie Wells. Hey, Allie.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. I'm so excited about this new partnership we have going on. Tell the listeners a little bit about it, please.
Yes, we are excited as well. And thanks for having me on to explain a little bit about it. We're really excited for a partnership with your radio show and the Gateway PGA section. You're going to be hearing us almost weekly now for the next several months as we, through the Gateway PGA Spotlight segment, feature something neat and interesting that's going on in the community of golf each week. And whether that's featuring the work of a PGA professional in the community or having a spotlight shown on something going on at a unique golf course or a program for junior golf or a foundation's activities in the community of golf. We're really excited to be able to bring those stories to your audience and through the partnership with you to try and drive more listeners to the radio show and drive more engagement and excitement around the game of golf.
Oh, my gosh, Allie. Ever since I've been in the game of golf, a PGA professional has had such a hand in everything that I've seen and done and witnessed. And I can't wait to shine a light on some of what these men and women do for our golf community and just our community in general.
Yes, as are we. And that's really at the heart of who we are and what we do. We're one of 41 sections of the PGA of America, and we exist to serve our PGA professionals, the men and women that work at golf facilities all over the area. And we work to grow the game of golf, whether it's junior golf, player development, women's golf programs, programs for military veterans, or the work through our foundation. And we collaborate with a lot of other entities and associations in the game of golf working to do that. So we're definitely not short of stories and unique things to spotlight in our community through the work of our PGA professionals.
You've seen it and played it in bars over the past 30 years, and now you can bring Golden Tee to your home. Complete your basement or man cave with the popular arcade game, The Ultimate Virtual Golfing Experience. Over 80 courses, unique game modes, and you can even challenge a buddy in online tournaments. However you play, you will be the talk of your neighborhood. Visit home.goldentee.com to learn more.
I want to tell you about Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood. My friend Colin Burnt runs the store over there, and he helped me buy a used Volkswagen for my daughter Jo when she turned 16. We've had the car for over a year. It's running great. It's nice and safe, and we've taken it there to get it serviced just recently. Pearly, that does the show with me, just bought a nice Toyota truck from Colin. So I want you to know that if there's any sort of vehicle you need, anything at all, you can get it at the Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood. You can call them at 314-966-0303 or visit them at DeanTeamVWKirkwood.com.
We're halfway there. It's time for the Back Nine on Golf with Jay Delsey.
The Back Nine is brought to you by Fogelbach Agency with Farmers Insurance.
Hey, welcome back. Golf with Jay Delsing here. I am your host, Jay. Pearly's with me. Brad Barnes is taking good care of us here at the ESPN studios, and we're on the Back Nine. The Back Nine is brought to you by the Fogelbach Agency with Farmers. If you need any sort of insurance, personal, something for your corporation, for your employees, whatever it is, Ed can help you. I am dealing with a couple of things with Ed right now, and he has just been fantastic. You can call him at 314-398-0101. He's got a couple of his children working at the agency, and good guy with a great product. All right, so, bro, let's just go right back to the second half of the David Faraday interview.
Thank you, Jimmy. Down here with the tournament leader. And Tiger, we know that you have a kind of an intimidating presence out here. You got six shots of a lead. Is there anyone in this field that will make you nervous?
Probably the guy sitting right next to me.
No, I mean, like, you know, if we had Siegfried and Roy out there, would that make you nervous?
No, it's just you.
David Faraday is brought to you by Golden Tee.
David, why do you think the tour is selling birdies so much? I mean, I know the players are so much better, but, you know, if they put a premium, look at the way the U.S. side played over in France at the Ryder Cup. We got our asses whipped, and nobody could adjust, but we had our guys still bombing tee shots into the high rough and losing every hole. You know, there's a way to get the scores up, but the tour is not responsive to that, and it doesn't seem to be a priority.
Well, no, it doesn't, and I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure they've done focus groups or whatever, you know, what people like to see, I guess. You know, people like to see low scores. But, you know, it's the old NASCAR thing as well. People like to see a good disaster, too, which is, you know, why Augusta is so important. And, you know, it's just the one major that comes back to the same golf course every year. People are familiar with it, and they're familiar with the danger and the, you know, the disasters that can happen. So, I mean, there's a happy medium there somewhere. I would like to see golf courses toughened up, generally speaking, you know, especially some of the easier ones that they play.
Yeah, and you know what, you brought up a great point about the Masters, which is really something. It's the biggest, it plays with the players' minds more than anything. There's no other event that goes right back to, no other major that goes right back to the same event year after year. But if you watch the players practice and prep, they're all at the same place on every green. They know where they're going to hit it. They know where the flagsticks are going to be on which day, and they still can't get it done sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it plays the hardest when it plays the shortest. You know, they tried to tiger-proof years ago by making it, the longer a golf course it plays these days, the easier it is for these big hitters because the ball just hits and stops. But if you've got a golf course like Augusta, which is, you know, we're playing hard and fast, where if you do miss a shot, it's going to run offline. If you do miss a green, it's going to disappear into, you know, the hedges or whatever. You know, that's when it gets really tough.
And the mental side, you know, because, oh, my gosh, some of the stuff used to just wear me out when I played. What you watch these players, and you watch Tiger win in 2019, and it looked like he knew in the back of his mind, all I had to do was limit my mistakes in the back nine, and these guys are all going to come back to me.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fascinating tournament, just, you know, year after year. It really is.
You had Patrick Reed on your show, David, and he is a real polarizing figure. I've talked to him a few times. What is your take on him? There's been articles written. He's done some really boneheaded things. There's no question about that. But where do you sit on this thing with Patrick Reed?
Well, you know, when we played, there was nothing worse. You would rather, you know, be called I don't know what, rather than a cheat. You know, you look at at Patrick Reed's record, you know, and that's, it kind of jumps off the page at you, you know, the cheat word. And that's a millstone that hangs around your neck for the rest of your career. It happened to BJ Singh, you know, who changed his scorecard very early in his career somewhere in Asia. And he had a terrible relationship with the media ever since, still has to this day, you know. So, I mean, Patrick's got a lot of, he's behind the eight ball here, and I'm not sure you can dig yourself out of that one. That's something that stays with you for the rest of your life.
Do you feel like that's justified, what the media said about him?
You know, I was there in the Bahamas with the famous incident where he scooped the sand out from behind the ball twice.
I don't know. How do you defend that, bud? I'm dumbfounded myself.
Part of me thinks that he can't be that stupid. There's a camera 15 feet behind him. You know, so maybe he is that stupid. You know, and doesn't know. No, he does know the rule. I mean, it's so confounding and yeah, I can't get my head around it. I really can't. That's just you don't do that. You don't do it.
I'd have felt so much better, but if he'd have said, I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I made a mistake. I was wrong. But when he said it, camera angle, and I'm like, dude, no camera angle problem.
Really?
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I don't know. I can remember when every time I played with Mark McCumber, I always felt like he did things weird. Like he had a reputation to kind of be a little bit of a fudger.
Yeah.
You know, and every time he marked his ball, every time, everything just seemed odd with the way that he moved, and I always had my eye out.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, every now and then you get a player. Yeah, it happened in Europe. It happened in Ireland. You know, where you get a player, you think, oh, that's not right. A Scottish guy, who shall remain nameless, who actually got away with this for years. He would go to mark the ball, whatever, and he'd have the marker in his thumb or whatever. He'd put the marker down and then pick the ball and the marker up. So while you were putting, he was moving around, and he didn't shorten putts by very much or whatever, but he straightened them. And he would just put the marker and the ball down together, pick the marker up as if it had been there all the time. And it was only by chance that he got caught doing this. And, you know, and I remember saying to him once, if you mark that once more, I'm going to give you it.
It's good. Yeah, it's good. Just pick it up. You're so close. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, mark it again. It'll fall in. Yeah.
How did he get caught?
I don't recall the player who it was, but there was TV involved eventually, and you know, it was it was banned for life. You know, God knows how long he would have been doing it, but that was it. You know, no more professional golf for him.
Maybe that's a blessing. I don't know. I know you don't miss it much. This game is so hard. God, man, I think about it, and I'm like, I don't know what. I don't know how much longer I want to try playing this thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what, you're 60 now?
I'm 60. Yeah, it's over. Yeah. It's over.
So theoretically, you should have given up 10 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. For practically, it was probably 25 years ago. The brain cells were just completely shut.
Hard game.
Oh my gosh. Hey, so let's talk a little bit about Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, I don't know anyone like him that plays the game. I don't know anybody that takes a look at, you know, you and I could be looking at something, oh, yeah, we could agree on probably 9 of 10 points about something that has to do with the game, and we throw this dude in there, and he's going to come out of left field on almost every one of his perspectives.
Yeah, and he's right. He's right all the time. Scientifically, you know, he is mathematically correct. He proved to me beyond a shadow of a doubt that you should leave the flag stick in when you're putting from everywhere. Now, and I see him taking it out every now and then. It's like he discovered something else. I don't know why. But, you know, he did a quantitative experiment, you know, where the results were, you know, I mean, he knew what speed the ball was doing. He knew what distance it was going from, and you know, the resistance from the flag. I mean, he calculated the weight of the flag stick, the downward pressure applied to the hole. Oh my God!
What's interesting? Amazing. What's interesting, David, is they're not everybody's taking the flag stick out now.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I know they're wrong. Keep it in. Keep it in.
Would you have ever imagined you could go to wing foot? And I played in the U.S. Open there at 46 years old. That course absolutely whipped my ass like most of them did. But I would have never thought of just take driver on every hole and try to smash it as far as I can, and I'm going to win the tournament.
No.
Never, ever.
No. It just shows you, it's the evolution of the game, the evolution of the species, whatever way you want to look at it,
Yeah, and the thing that people forget about this cat is that he is a great player. I mean, before he went on this Hulk Hogan sort of mentality of playing golf, he won the USAM, he won the NCAA tournament, and now he's won the US Open. That is a really, really small category.
Yes, it is. Yeah, he was a hell of a player before he embarked on this mission, of becoming a silverback. And the thing is, with that one plane swing, I don't think he's going to get hurt either. He doesn't look injury prone to me with that swing.
David, for the life of me, I can't figure out how he keeps the ball online with that finish, where it's that exaggerated held off finish. I guess I don't know how to describe it, but I would think the ball would just hook wildly and have not much on it. But obviously I'm wrong on both counts.
It is an unusual move. I've never been a coach, never really sort of understood swing mechanics the way coaches do, but you're right. It looks like to me. I don't know.
Yeah. And then the whole deal about having, your clubs the same length, I can't imagine picking up my 60 degree wedge and having it the length of my 6 iron.
No, that's the bit that I think he might change, really. That makes no sense to me at all, your short irons being so long. I can understand your long irons being short. That makes sense. Perfect sense to me. It's fine. It's just the loft on the face. But when you've got to get in and get intimate and, cozy things around here and there, out of tight lies and difficult stances, what are we doing with it? I think it could be much better with short clubs.
And the overall weight of that club, man, I don't know. Obviously, he knows a hell of a lot more than I do. What do you think about the Premier Golf League?
Saudi money?
Yeah, with the Saudis throwing, hundreds of millions of dollars at people.
I haven't thought much about it, to be honest with you, except to think that I wish it had been around when I was playing. I probably would have jumped at it.
Do you think they would have offered it to you?
There's so much money in the game anyway that, it's difficult to predict where that's going to go. I know, Rory has been fairly outspoken that he's not going to support it. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. But Phil is definitely noodling this thing, which, of course, he would.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Phil might. Yeah.
I got to kick.
No, that's fine.
I know. I don't know how that – I don't think that thing's ever going to take off. I think what happens is the good players are looking for some sort of historical – perspective,
yes,
with the PGA Tour and the records, and they're already making, they've already got tens of millions of bucks in the bank. I don't think that's going to do it.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
One of my favorite players, I love as a person, Ricky Fowler. I think he's just a great guy.
Yeah,
he's in a super, if people would say rut, he's approaching a rut that, that might look a little Grand Canyon-ish to him. We've seen this before, David. Some players don't make it out.
Yeah, it's true. But a player like Ricky Fowler is so talented, and he's still in he's at the peak of his years, in good shape. I can't imagine a situation in which he wouldn't make it out. And he's just too good a kid. He has the best attitude until recently. I think that's the difference, really. His attitude has changed. He's given himself a hard time, which he never did before. And, hopefully he can make it out of that.
David, it's kind of like what we said about Seve. Seve did actually truly have brain cancer and things like that, but the scars that this game puts on you, some of them are are terminal for your game for some people. Look at what happened to Chip Beck or our good buddy Ian Baker Finch.
Yeah, yeah. It can happen, you know, that's for sure. And then you get players like Rory McIlroy, who it could have happened to quite easily when he unraveled in that back nine and was it 2011. But he comes right back and wins the next two majors by 8 shots. You know, so you just never know. You never know.
No, you don't ever know. Well, so when can we look for something? So what's next for you is the television golf. So you're going to be doing the senior PGA Championship, I think?
Yes, senior PGA Championship at Southern Hills. Great golf course. And then the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines, the Open at St. George's, and the Olympics, and then the playoffs is kind of my live golf schedule, for the rest of the year.
You know, it's interesting, Bud, that I want to talk just a little bit about that people don't know about you. They don't know what a hard worker you are. They don't know how interested you are in so many different things. You can't stand staying still, can you?
Well, it doesn't do me any good. You know, spare time is the addict's worst enemy. You know, and I'm an alcoholic and a drug addict, and I need to be engaged in something that occupies my mind. That's for sure. Or I go places that people shouldn't go.
Yeah, we don't want to go there. What? Tell us about the George Strait event that you guys have coming up, and a little bit about Troops First, and then we'll wrap this thing up.
Yeah, well, George has been amazing for Faraday's Troops First Foundation over the last 11 years. We've done Burnie, where George has a home and his barn. We have a pro-am event there, a charity pro-am event that benefits Troops First. And we've raised, well, I don't know the figure off the top of my head, but I bet you it's 15 over the last 11 years for these kids. And one of the things that we're really working on now, Troops First, is Warrior Call, which is a system that we just did in touch try to make sure there's connectivity, you know, between them and their battle buddies, you know, the kids that they went to war with, and keeping them in contact with each other to try to do something about this, the suicide rate that we're seeing, you know, 20 a day is unacceptable. And the mental illness side of it is something that I'm very vocal about, you know, being a bipolar subject myself. You know, I tell people, you know, that I'm an alcoholic, a drug addict, and bipolar, which is either three or four bad things. I've never been able to do the math. Yeah. But, you know, just trying to keep a handle on this and trying to keep them, you know, connected, you know, so they don't feel isolated and hopeless. Because you can live without a lot of things, you know, but you can't live without hope. So we have to make sure that hope is still there.
You know, John, there's something about, I don't know if it's the accent and the wittiness and, you know, the way he tells the stories between, oh my gosh, the European tour moving to America, you know, the support he gives for the troops. Man, I just have a lot of time for that. Love it.
I love it too. Absolutely. I'm always anticipating something interesting, something funny, something that catches me off guard. And I'm really never disappointed with the guy. And I like when he just talks straightforward, serious stories on top of it. It's just a wonderful mix.
Yeah, he's great. Well, that's going to wrap up the back nine, but don't go anywhere. We're going to have the Michelob Ultra 19th hole, and we'll break down that interview a little further. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
This is Bill DeWitt III, president of the St. Louis Cardinals, and you're talking to Jay Delsing. And wait, oh, sorry, what's the name of the show?
Golf with Jay Delsing.
Oh, okay, let me start it.
Hey, Jay Delsing here for SSM Health Physical Therapy.
Our golf program has the same screening techniques and technology as the pros use on the PGA Tour. That's right. SSM Health Physical Therapy has Titleist Performance Institute trained physical therapists that can perform the TPI screen on you, as well as putting you on the K-Vest 3D motion capture system. Trust me, I've been on it. It is really cool. Proper posture and alignment can help you keep it right down the middle. There's 80 locations in the St. Louis area. Call them at 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at ssmphysicaltherapy.com. Your therapy, our passion.
Are you looking for a great career? Do you like meeting nice people, working with your hands, and fixing things inside the home? Marcone Appliance Parts Company would like to encourage you to consider a high-paying career in major appliances repair and service. Major appliance service technicians are in very high demand. Major appliance techs work regular hours and make excellent money. They work local, in their own communities, and are home every night. It is an incredibly stable industry and highly rewarding work. Discover more about your new career in major appliance services today by contacting a local appliance service company in your hometown. In St. Louis or St. Charles County, contact Brian Probst at AAA Home Services. The phone number is 636-299-3871. Marcone Appliance Parts Company is based in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the largest distributor of major appliance parts in North America and proud distributor of General Electric Parts.
I know you've heard me talk about Whitmore Country Club. I want to thank them for supporting the show again for the third year and tell you things are going great for them. There's 90 holes of golf when you join at Whitmore Country Club. The membership provides you access to the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, and the Golf Club of Wentzville. Cart fees are included. There's no food or beverage minimums and no assessments. 24-hour fitness center is fantastic. There's two large pool complexes and three tennis courts. Stop in the golf shop. You got to see my buddy Bummer. He is an absolute great guy that would love to help you with your game and love to show you around the facility. He and his staff run golf league, skins games, members tournaments, couples events. There's live music. There's great dining opportunities out there, outside, inside. Anything you and your family need golf-wise, fun-wise, visit WhitmoreGolf.com or call them at 636-926-9622.
Professional golf returns to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club, September 6th through the 12th. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, and pro-am foursomes are on sale now. All proceeds go to North St. Louis County Charities. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com or call 314-938-2828. PGA Tour Golf is back in the Lou. The Ascension Charity Classic.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Ed Fogelbach, put his experience to work for you. Ed Fogelbach proudly serves St. Louis area families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Grab your friends, a cold one, and pull up a chair. We're on to the 19th hole on golf with Jay Delsing.
The 19th hole is brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. Pro, he's with me. We are headed to the... Have you ever been in the Michelob Ultra 19th hole before? You ever had one?
Ultra?
Yeah. You ever had one?
Of course. I actually have one right now, but what's that got to do with anything?
Yeah, that doesn't have anything to do with anything. Exactly. I know. We're over here working so hard. He's over there in the Bahamas. We got to, you know, instead of doing a whack and chase board, I mean, we should have a board with the Pearly vacation spot.
Yeah,
exactly.
Where's Pearly?
Exactly. You know, we talked about this off air. I'm going to bring it up now. You know, Pearly promised you and I a trip
with
our girls to wherever the Eagles.
And he was flying us. I mean, he was taking care of everything.
Yeah.
He said 5-star hotel.
Right
all
on.
The meals were on him.
Yep. We got to have to see if the Eagles get the band back together. I might have to call Vince. Go, please, let's do this for us.
We know a guy.
All right, so Pearly, let's talk. Oh, have you ever heard him this quiet meet, or did you turn his mic off?
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden he lost the connection.
Yeah,
you know?
Whoa, I oh my
they don't
gosh.
Have internet there in the Bahamas.
Yeah. All right. So, John, some of this some of the way that David's take on things, Faraday's take on stuff. You know, when I brought up the Ricky Fowler struggle that Ricky's going through, and you know, we've seen this with you fall into that chasm of golf hell that you can't get out of, you know, and he brought up fellow Irishman, you know, Rory went in not too long ago, and hell, he'd been in a slump for how long?
Yeah, he definitely has been. I wouldn't compare those two personally, the Fowler and the Rory. I think that's a little bit too far apart. And I think, however, though, maybe with both of those, it doesn't get talked about too much. You know, it's easy to go and start busting the guy's chops on his game a little bit. But, you know, they both got married. Rory's got a child. Life's changing. Things are happening. You know, you had kids. You're out on the tour, and you're growing a family. It changes things, doesn't it? All of a sudden, golf's different. It doesn't mean it is or isn't more important, whatever the case is, but it's different.
Oh my God! It absolutely is. You go through that struggle like, okay, so my priorities need to change. You know, I've got a family. I've got these unbelievable little daughters that kind of look like you. You know, and then you're like, well, wait a minute, how do I support this whole thing? You know, and so there's these tugs, you know, and you go back and forth and even before you have a family, Pearl, you know, living with your wife for the first time, or maybe that's old school like we did, but you know, just trying to figure that whole thing out is.
why don't you elaborate a little bit for us on that one?
I am so far from an expert on this topic. I think I'll just go ahead and turn it over to you. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I think it's a good time to change the subject. Yeah. Was what I was kind of encouraging.
Should we talk about Faraday again?
Let's talk about some of the topics he brought up. I mean, some of the stories, he's got epic stories, but let's get a little bit into one if we could. The rangefinder. What did you think of his take on the rangefinder? And listening to both of you guys talking about, you know, that's going, or was it the PGA championship? There's going to be more and more of it. How's it going to change things? And I was just really caught by, oh, no, the caddies, they're not going to trust it. They're going to do the other thing, and they'll use it as a cross-reference. Only tour players would go that way. I'm thinking about, why isn't it speeding things up? Why wouldn't you consider it more accurate? I'm assuming it's those ones that give the slope. You're 215 away plus slopeage.
No slope. I don't think, Pearl, they're allowed to use slope out there. I think it's just a yardage. I don't think
okay.
so.
Okay.
Yeah. The slope is, in my opinion, the slope's not accurate anyway. And Pearl, I've had a different thought on that since when I first saw that coming out. We remember when we had John Wood on the show, the great caddy, and now NBC Walking the Fairways. He brought up a couple of good points. I have a feeling, Pearl, that it's possible that this thing slows play down. And if that's the case,
for me, we're going to talk about it another time too. But to me, it's a little bit like carts. It's like walking. There's a feel for the game, and I don't know. I know we're both over 60 now, all that kind of stuff. But just shooting the dang thing and whacking away at it, I think if you don't have a caddy, you'd like to think it would speed things up a lot. But on the tour, I don't know. I'm not too pumped up about it, to be perfectly frank. I'll tell you where it will help is when Rory or Jordan is 2.5 fairways over trying to figure out what to hit there from their next shot, because there's not sprinkler heads for those types of things. There's a lot of pacing. The guys are really guessing at that point. That will change when they're, as they say on TV, when they're out of position.
And the other thing is, John, how about those 45-yard shots, those 82-yard shots? You know, you've hit a bad drive, you had to chip out, or you've got something. The par fives will have sprinkler heads in there. But oftentimes, bro, par fours where you hit a bad tee shot and you can't get on the green in two and you got to, you know, set something out there in front of the green in the fairway, those things will be all over it because you could shoot the flag stick and then also shoot the bunker. You know, and say, yeah, hey, look, there's only 4 yards over that bunker.
Well, I think that's another advantage. I'm glad you just brought that up. That's a huge piece. And you can have that in your yardage book, but depending on angles, it's tough to get that super tight where the upper edge of, of a given bunker is, or a water hazard, or a tree for that matter. So I think there's huge advantages there. I agree with that. I don't know. Maybe we talk about it a little bit more. I'll buy into it a little bit more. But I'll tell you one thing why it shouldn't slow things down a little bit. There's still a time clock. I hope they didn't take the dang time clock away. Still have to hit your shot within X amount of seconds.
Pearl, that's going to wrap up another show. We have got another show in the books, man. You got another, just another vacation coming up.
I will be in northern Wisconsin probably next time we talk. I'll be up at Fence Lake walleye fishing, baby.
All right, that'll wrap up this show. But come back next week for more Golf with Jay Delsing. Hit 'em straight, St. Louis.